Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Burt Show.
Did she end up putting her ex-husband and her ex-husband's new fiance on blast on Facebook yesterday? That is the question. All right, so Rosie called up and she had hit us up via email wanting to use our show. What did she share with us yesterday?
She shared that, what?
I do not remember
so
the story.
Rosie had seen a bunch of Facebook posts from her ex-husband's new lady, basically saying like, oh, I'm so glad I can show my man what true love is like. Yeah. And basically throwing shade at Rosie for being a bad ex-wife and not being, you know, good to him and showing him what true love is like. And Rosie just feels like everyone on her Facebook timeline is getting the wrong side of the story. And so Rosie called us up, basically using us to show that her side is legit and that she was good to her ex-husband. Really, he was the one in the wrong, despite the fact that his new wife is making her look really bad. So she wanted to post our segment from the Burt Show on Facebook so that everyone could see that really Rosie wasn't the crazy one.
Yeah, Rosie wanted to get all that stuff off her chest. She needed to vent. She was tired of the lies she was reading. And she's like, it's time people hear my side of the story, that he was... He sat on his butt on the couch all day. He never contributed to the bills. I didn't take him to the cleaners when we got a divorce because there was nothing to take. And so girl had hit her limit, especially after the last post her ex-husband's new fiance posted, and she was just done. And I think you guys were good sounding boards, and you gave sound advice because you were like, don't post it.
Yeah, I mean, that energy, just holding on to it, and you already moved on, and you're not going to win. Like, you can't overdo someone else's lies, and I feel like the lies will always overwhelm the truth. So at that point, I just think you got to cut your losses and protect your energy.
I also think it just puts you at risk for looking crazy, too. Like, you're calling up a radio show to vent about what's going on with a situation that if you would just ignore and get off of Facebook, you wouldn't have to deal with. And I get it. Like, you want justice served. You want people to know that you're in the right, but at the same time, like, you can't argue with crazy. Like, they're going to twist your words no matter what. So I didn't think it was a great idea, and I didn't want to be dragged into it. I was like, leave me out of this. Like, I got enough drama in my life.
All right, so Rosie, Tommy sent you the podcast link for you to share on Facebook. What did you do?
Okay, you guys. So I listened to it twice or maybe three times after you guys sent it to me. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like how I sounded, y'all. It was so tempting to post it, but I decided not to ultimately. I don't think even posting it would shut her up. Like, once I reflected on what you guys said and everything, it's like, it doesn't matter if I call them out, you know, like, they're going to double down. They're going to just start try to drag me again. Like, it might make me feel good for a second to be like, I finally said my part of the story. But, you know, I'm going to refuse to let them bring me into that circus.
I'm really proud of you, honestly. There are so many times where I give that advice where I'm like, just stay out of the crazy. Like, I know it's so tempting and it makes really good storylines for us, but at the same time, like, I'm trying to look out for you. And I just feel like posting that would have made you look really bad. So congratulations for actually listening to us for once.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's like, if they need Facebook to validate their relationship, and like, I feel like they're screaming that they're happy and secure, which obviously they're not. Mm-hmm. Like, they're probably not happy. Like, if they're posting like that and trying to like bait me and stuff, you know, I was like, I'm very happy I didn't post it because their insecurity is super loud.
whether they realize it or not, when you get all braggadocious on social media, it is like a band-aid for whatever wounds you're trying to heal in your life. So they've obviously got something going on. She's projecting clearly onto Facebook if she needs strangers to validate her relationship. So Rosie, I think you are on to bigger and better things. And hopefully a man that carries his weight financially as well.
Truly, honestly, I know my truth. Like, obviously, like, they need all this backup from all these other people saying, oh, yeah, she sucks, like, da 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 da. So it's like, you know what? I know my end of the story. I know the truth. And I have to choose peace. I have to understand that that's enough. I don't need to validate myself the way that they are.
That's all that really matters. And as hard as it is, I feel like you, when you do respond, a lot of the times you give them the win because that's what they want. That's what they're trying to pull from you. And I feel like that silence and just ignoring it all is actually worse for them than you actually giving them some energy.
Yep.
Absolutely, dude. I mean, because they're small, you know, they're small-minded, small, like, you know, it's like, if I give into that, it's like, they'll be like, see, they're just as bad as I am, so da-da-da-da. It's like, being silent is probably going to make them more frustrated, so
Rosie,
I'd rather have that win.
Yeah, Rosie, this is called growth. We're all very proud of you. I mean, don't get me wrong. I do love the drama, but I think this was by far the best move for you, so thanks so much for the update.
And you should be proud of yourself.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Go treat yourself today. Get you a cookie.
Get you a cookie.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, so Mo, on a scale of 1 to 10... how epic was last night?
30.
Right?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen, honestly.
All right, so huge shout out to the Atlanta Hawks and what they did for one of our Burt's Big Adventure kiddos. So KJ, who is 6, he has spina bifida and hydrocephalus. He may be nonverbal, he may be in a wheelchair, but let me tell you, this kid lights up a room. He is taking everything in. His eyes just speak 1,000 words, and his smile, he is just the sweetest, most effervescent kid, right? And we surprised KJ and his family at our Burt's Big Adventure send-off party. Burt's Big Adventure, our nonprofit where we take kids with chronic and terminal illness to Disney World. We surprised their family with the fact that KJ was going to get signed to a one-day contract to the Atlanta Hawks. He was going to become an Atlanta Hawk for a day. And when I tell you, KJ's dad, Kari, when the tears started, like the dad tears, whoo! Get a little tight in the chest because they are huge Hawks fans. Like, he loves watching the games. So it all went down last night. So KJ and his family, they arrive at State Farm Arena. They go through the VIP player entrance.
Oh, as they should.
Absolutely.
Right. So they go through the player entrance, go straight to the Hawks locker room. As they walk into the Hawks locker room, there they see it. KJ's own customized locker with the nameplate, KJ Davis, right there. His very own custom jersey with number one on it, because he's number one.
That's a fact.
They get a VIP tour of the locker room and the practice court. Then they get a tour of the arena. The entire family is decked out in Hawks jerseys, wearing Trae Young jerseys. And then after the tour of the arena, KJ was brought down to the court to meet the players as they're warming up. And then that's where Mo came in.
So, yeah, they take him down, put him courtside. I mean, he's right next to the players watching them warm up. All of the players came over to say hello. Trae Young came over. Dominique Wilkins, the legend, came over.
Wow.
Dyson Daniels came over. I mean, about 7 or 8 of the players literally came over, spoke to him, shook his hand, wrote their autograph on his big poster board for him. And, I mean, if you know anything about KJ, he just loves basketball. There's something about basketball that it just compels him. He is all in. And I don't know what it felt like for him, but to just see him so focused on the court, like, he was not paying attention to anything else. His eyes never left that court. And those players, and every time they walked over, you can just, the entire family would light up. It really was amazing that they took the time to do that. Everybody was so sweet. Then after that, they took him into the press conference room where the players would normally actually speak after the game. The general manager himself of the Atlanta Hawks, he came out and he sat next to him and he signed KJ to a one-day contract, and it was official to be an official part of the Atlanta Hawks. They had, what's the mascot's name?
Oh, Harry the Hawk.
Harry the Hawk was there. He did a great, he was following KJ everywhere, turning up with him, dancing for him. Like, they went all out. Like, everyone that I met, all of the staff there, they were super nice to him, super sweet, and it was just an experience that I know this family will absolutely never forget. He gets to keep his name tag. He gets to keep the contract, so they have all of this memorabilia from the day. It was, the Hawks went all the way out. It was amazing.
Yeah, they definitely over-delivered. Like, they made some big promises, and they still over-delivered with what they did for KJ and his family.
And I had to take off, so I missed this part, but I know that they told me they were going to sit courtside, and they were actually going to announce KJ as the newest member of the Atlanta Hawks on the big screen in front of the entire arena. So they got to sit courtside, be announced as the newest Hawk, and watch the entire game. I mean, you couldn't have been better.
So, yeah, Sheridan from Burt's Big Adventure, she stayed with the family for the game, and she let us know that during the second quarter, they made the announcement, you know, that KJ was the newly signed Atlanta Hawk for the day. And she goes, that feeling of the entire Olive State Farm Arena cheering for KJ the new Hawk, like, just melted your heart. And I mean, to imagine all those people cheering for you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, as like Mo said, VIP seats, Delta Club. They did the shout out during the game. And then after the game was over, obviously that's a long day for the family. So huge thank you also to Third Eye Productions. Because after the game, instead of having to drive all the way back home, they got to stay in a fancy hotel room at the Signia downtown. And it's funny. It's like, if you're going to play like an athlete, you better live like an athlete.
That's right.
That's what they did last night. So they stayed at the Signia. Third Eye set them up for everything they needed off court. The hotel room, the transportation, souvenir money. Third Eye Productions hooked them up. And again, to the Atlanta Hawks. Like, I don't even know if you can comprehend what this meant for the family. And I know from the conversations I've had with Kari, to be able to see his son live out a dream that they never thought he would be able to is something that they will never, ever, ever forget. So thank you to the Hawks organization, to every single person that touched this family's life, especially John Bauble and Garen Naren. We appreciate you so much and everything the Hawks did for KJ and his family.
It couldn't have happened to a better family, man.
So
deserving. And like you said, they are such big Hawks fans.
Huge.
And that made it so much better to watch them enjoy that moment.
So to Greta, KJ's mom, Kari, KJ's dad, Kai, his little sister, I can only imagine what a night you guys had, and you could not have been more deserving.
The Burt Show.
Burt Show Q99.7. It's back. Hino period party, baby.
Conveniently, it's back is what I say to myself every time I get surprised by my period every month.
Every 28 days.
I'm a 28-year-old woman. I'm like, oh, I still get this thing? It's here again.
It still shocks you.
So this is our third annual Pino period party at Chateau Alon to help helping mamas. Now, if you haven't heard about it in the past, let me tell you, this is such an awesome event. The energy, the vibe is just epic, and it's just electric, and I love it so much. So what the Pino Period Party is all about is that May is Period Poverty Awareness Month. So we collect period products, put them into period kits so we can help menstruators in need. So it's going to schools, it's going to shelters, so that way a woman or a menstruator never has to go without that time of the month, right? So again, May, Period Poverty Awareness Month. So I'm once again partnering up with Helping Mamas and also Chateau Alon, because that location is chef's kiss. It's like, it's so perfect for this event. So here's the date that you need to save. Sunday, May 4th, 2 to 4 p.m., Chateau Alon. This event is completely free. All we ask is that you bring a donation of period products, okay? So whether it's tampons, pads, panty liners, you bring those, and then we all get together and we put these period kits together. And I do have a goal. I went, you know, back and forth as to what I want to share. I'm not going to share the exact number, but the first year, we collected 30,000 period products.
Still very impressive.
That is.
This past year, we collected 51,000 period products.
Come on, queen.
So this year, We want to exceed that. Again, I don't want to say the number because I don't want to jinx it, but we want to get more than 51,000, and I think we can do that.
I get nervous when you get goals because we end up in diapers and things like that.
So there'll be cocktail. Obviously, there'll be wine. There'll be mocktails, light bites. And of course, you know, we're going to be there collecting period products. So again, I just want you to save this date. Sunday, May 4th, 2 to 4 p.m., Chateau Alon. Would love to have you out there and to join us in the fun. And more details, thebertshow.com will be coming. So, all right, we have another Love Lost and Found.
Oh, I love these.
I know, I love these too. Though I don't think we ever got a conclusion on the last one we did, so I'm hoping this one we're going to be more successful. So we have Birth Show listener Kathy on the phone. And she had an interaction with somebody. It was very short. It was very fleeting. However, she knows that this man is her destiny, and now we must find him.
Oh, hey, wow.
Kathy, welcome to The Birth Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
So good. All right. I'm not going to say this is going to be a tough one, but this is going to be a little bit of a harder assignment. But we are determined to find this fine, fine man, as you described him.
Oh.
That was how loud.
All right, so Kathy, give us as much detail as possible so we can see if we can find this guy for you.
Okay, so I had two interactions with him. First was February the 22nd between 2 and 3 at Piedmont Hospital in Atlanta.
Okay.
North parking deck, come off. He's a security guard. I remember every word to our conversation. I told him it was hot. He said, people always complaining it's hot, cold, hot, cold. And I asked him if he was being sassy. He said, no. I said, well, look, I'm thick, I'm hot. And he said, oh, okay. And my mom asked him, are you married? He said, no. Mm-hmm. You single? Yes. And she said, you got a girlfriend? He goes, no. Well, neither does she, pointing to me. And he goes, oh, girlfriend? I said, no. I'm very much straight. But... So we had a little flirty, and I said, I got 5 stipulations to a man. Can't speak, can't lie. He's got to be tall, milk chocolate, and fine.
Talk that talk.
She said milk chocolate.
Yeah, she knows what you want.
Ooh. So I said, do you lie? No. Cheat? No. Well, milk chocolate? Mm-hmm. Fine? Yep.
Check.
Okay. Check, check, check.
Mm-hmm.
And never give him my number.
Oh. And tell them who he looked like. I asked her, what celebrity does he look like? And you said?
Shamar Moore with a beard.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's fine, fine.
Oh, it's fine, fine. Beautiful smile, beautiful skin. Oh, he's just a beautiful, beautiful man. Beautiful man. Okay, then I had another interaction with him on March the 6th. At the main entrance to the hospital, he remembered my name.
No way.
Yes. Yes. And I was like, that time. So I had to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something. I said, what'd you say? And he looked at my dad and he said, she's trouble. And my dad said, with a capital T. And I said, Dad. No. And I said, trouble, trouble. Yep. And my dad, and I said something, my dad said, Catherine. And he goes, oh, he done called your real name. So, and then he asked me if I liked climbing trees, if I was afraid of heights. I said, oh, that tree I will climb.
Hey, yo.
In front of your father, Catherine.
A milk chocolate tree.
But, honey, I will climb that tree all day long, but I need help finding him. I got to get back in touch with him.
Okay.
And I was gonna call his job.
No.
Mm-mm.
But that was a little stalkerish, so I figured I'd call the Bird Show. Next best thing.
Yes, that is correct. All right, Kathy, I'm so glad. So you haven't disclosed his name yet. What is his name?
Devon.
Okay.
All right, so we have Devon.
This need to be a Devon intervention.
No, you did not.
It was right there.
Slow clap, Mo.
Thank you, Tommy. Thank you.
All right, so we're looking for Devon, who is fine. He is tall. He is milk chocolate, per Kathy's description. And he works at Piedmont Hospital in security, correct?
Yes, ma'am. In Atlanta.
Don't forget, he looks like Shamar Moore with a beard.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So he's been, obviously, he's security. He's been out there in the parking deck. He's been inside the hospital. So if anybody knows Devon there at Piedmont Hospital and can pass on this message, and contact the Burt Show, because we will be the conductors of romance, all right? We will go ahead and connect Kathy and Devon, because as Mo has put it, it's a what?
It's a Devon intervention.
Yes, baby.
Let's get it.
All right, Kathy, I feel like we actually have a ton of information here, even though you've only had two encounters and they were pretty quick. I think our chances are pretty high here as to figuring out and getting Devon to contact the Burt Show so we can get him in contact with you.
Yes, please.
Okay, let's not sound too desperate.
Yeah, no, come on now.
She's ready to start climbing.
Cool. Right.
All right, so if you know Devon or you know a way we can get in touch with him, please go to theburtshow.com, shoot us an email at producer@theburtshow.
The Burt Show.
The way one of my friends revealed the biggest news of his life to me was fascinating, because I think it is so different than how it would go if it were a group of women, but because it was a group of men, I think y'all would think this is hilarious.
Hilarious? Because he downplayed it so much?
I don't know if he downplayed... Well, no, he didn't really downplay it.
Okay.
It's just the way he presented it and the way he told it was like, bro, what? Like, this is the way that you're going to, like, give us such big news? And it was such a guy thing.
It's just so different from how women give news?
Yes.
Okay.
I think, because I'm not sure exactly how it would go, but I know it wouldn't go like this.
Okay, let's do this. You go ahead, pretend you're him, and we're the guys, and break the news to us, and then Abby and I will do our version as if we're telling a bunch of women.
Okay, all right. So we get on Zoom, right, which is normal for us. We Zoom once a week.
It's, I love that.
Me and my three friends is kind of how we keep up with each other.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, so we're doing a Zoom, and at first it's very, very normal, right? Like, we're talking life, we're talking sports, we're talking all of the things. But I noticed something was different immediately with one of my friends, because he had headphones on. And this was interesting to me, because this is the same guy, I don't know if y'all remember, but I revealed that he was dating someone seriously. And it was funny, because the woman that he started dating was a woman who used to date a guy that he worked with, and he's on his soccer team, and so they know each other.
Yep.
And it was a whole thing, right?
I remember that story.
But I was happy for him, because he's never been serious, like, at all. All of his dating has always been fast. He's not really into it. So he finds her, and he's just like, I don't care. This is the one for me. I'm all in.
He found the one.
He found the one, right? Aww. So I'm super happy for him. And when he answers the Zoom and he has headphones on, I'm like, hold up. Do you have headphones on because you're embarrassed at some of the things we say and you don't want your girlfriend to hear it? And he goes, yeah, that's the exact reason. So I'm like, okay, like, I see what's going on here. So he doesn't, because the last time we Zoomed, I guess she heard a few things and we started making fun of him. And he was like, y'all not ruining this for me. I'm protecting my relationship, right? So I'm like, okay, good for you. So at this point, he tells us, yeah, I forgot to tell y'all something. Check your phone. That's what he says. Check your phone, okay. Right? So we're like, what? Okay. So we all go to we pull our phones out, and it says, by the way, she's pregnant. Just like that.
He just sent you a text?
That's it?
That said, by the way?
She's pregnant. That's how this man revealed the fact that he is having a child with this woman to his friends, to us. This is how he told us.
Question, and forgive me if this is obvious, but why did he have to text you that?
I have no idea. I still don't know to this moment why he had to text that, because we didn't get to get into it.
Were you all having this conversation? Were you on the Zoom yesterday?
No, this was 2 days ago.
Okay, because I was like, yesterday was April Fool's. I'm like, please tell me that he wasn't.
I didn't think about that. Nah.
All right, why couldn't he just say it over the Zoom? Like, and why did he have to text it and make you guys? I'm so confused.
I am too. And with this friend, like, you don't really talk to him. He talks to you. So, like, and even when we text him, he's the kind of friend that'll text you back 3 days later.
Yeah.
He's like, you're really not going to get a lot of information from him. And so I see the text and I'm like, are you serious? So he's like, yeah. And we're like, okay, congratulations? We didn't really know how to even respond to it. It was so weird.
Is it one of those situations where you're still kind of at that age where I'm like, is this a good thing?
Right.
Or is this a bad thing?
I did ask him that. And I'm like, so are we happy about this? Like, what's the emotion here?
Okay. This is funny because I ended up being pregnant during a pandemic. So we had to tell a lot of people, funnily enough, through Zoom that we were expecting a baby.
Uh-huh.
And the way my husband and I chose to do it, we would, you know, FaceTime people or Zoom them on the computer to say hi or whatever. And I was just holding up the sonogram picture. So as soon as the video popped up, that's what they saw. And I would just peer from behind it. And then my husband and I were both there together.
That makes sense.
So I'm just curious. I'm curious if you don't do that as a couple, like 1-855-BIRCHSHOW. If you'd like to weigh in with like how you told your friends, not family, but your friends that you were expecting. Do you not do that like as a joint message as a couple? Because, you know, my husband and I, we told everybody together, not mm-hmm. separately. And just having you on Zoom, but then texting, it's just, I mean, I'm really happy for him. Congratulations.
And I asked him, he said, no, I'm very happy.
Okay.
It feels like a secret.
Right. So I'm like, maybe she didn't want him to tell anyone yet. And he just did it anyway. Like, huh. It was so fascinating. And I was like, maybe this is a guy thing. Like, I don't know if this is a him thing or a guy thing. Because it was like, OK, if you're happy, we're happy. And then he went right back into talking about sports. He was like, so LeBron James. And I was like, bro, what?
Well, it would make a lot of sense if it was so early on that she's like, don't tell anyone. And maybe she's like a couple of weeks into it because it's still possible that you could lose the baby at that point. Because I know it's very, very fragile up until like 12 weeks. But he's like, well, I don't want to keep it from him. I don't see what the big deal is. So I'm just going to text him. We're pregnant.
I think that's exactly what happened. Yep.
All right. Well,
that's how it goes.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I think.
Hey, The Bird Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
We lost a Hollywood legend yesterday. Val Kilmer passed away at the age of 65. His daughter Mercedes reported to the New York Times that he actually passed away from pneumonia, which is pretty surprising because he'd had a long battle with throat cancer that he actually beat. So when I heard this news, I was like, oh God, like I hope it didn't come back. Like that, how tragic. But he passed away, assuming because of complications, from pneumonia, because that's what it was reported as. Val, obviously, very iconic actor from the 80s, 90s, early 2000s. He was in movies like Top Secret, Real Genius, Top Gun, obviously, where he played Iceman. And, of course, movies like The Doors and Batman Forever, where I know a lot of people consider him, like, the best Batman of all time.
I obviously knew about his battle with throat cancer, but to see that news this morning, like, you know, the first thing we do when we wake up is we do research for the show. And it was like, it was an audible gasp because 65 is so young.
So young. And I didn't know he was battling something. I saw the news and it was just shocking to me. But yeah, what a legend on the big screen, mm-hmm. man. He had a hell of a career.
Absolutely. And so he was diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014. He had a procedure on his trachea that had damaged his vocal cords to the point where he had a ton of difficulty speaking. He had to use an electronic voice box.
Oh,
he beat it. He was cancer free for years. But of course, you know, when you go through something as traumatizing to your body as cancer, you've got to go through consistent medical treatments. But of course, I want to make sure that we remember and acknowledge just what a huge, huge star Val Kilmer was. Of course, I know him best from Top Gun, where he played Iceman, Tom Kazanski. Here's a clip from him where he's talking to Tom Cruise's character, Maverick, where he's in the locker room and he's talking about how dangerous Maverick is.
You guys really are cowboys.
What's your problem, Kazanski?
You're everyone's problem. That's because every time you go up in the air, you're unsafe. I don't like you because you're dangerous.
That's right. Ice, man, I am dangerous.
He also played Batman after Michael Keaton. Here's him with Jim Carrey as the Riddler in a scene from 1995's Batman Forever.
Wait. I have a riddle for you.
Really?
Tell me.
I see without seeing. To me, darkness is as clear as daylight. What am I?
Please! You're as blind as a bat!
Exactly.
He also,
I was going to say one of my favorite roles of his was Doc Holliday in Tombstone. Such a great movie.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you have to watch it. Please watch it sometime this week, if not just to honor Val Kilmer. Mm-hmm. It's a star-studded cast. He played Doc Holliday. And there's certain lines that you always quote, and his was, I'm your Huckleberry, and I say that all the time.
He also played Jim Morrison in the Doors movie, and he did a really great job with all the singing. This is a scene where they were rehearsing what would become the band's very first single. And so, of course, what's so tragic about all of this is he does have such an iconic voice, you know, with all these major, major roles that have stuck with people for so long, is that throat cancer did end up taking his voice. So in 2021, he ended up working with a software company where he was able to recreate his voice using archive recordings. Here's a clip of that.
I was struck by throat cancer. After getting treated, my voice as I knew it was taken away from me. People around me struggle to understand me when I'm talking. But despite all that, I still feel I'm the exact same person. Still the same creative soul. The soul that dreams ideas and stories constantly. But now I can express myself again. I can bring these dreams to you and show you this part of myself once more. A part that was never truly gone.
It's crazy what technology can do. Absolutely. I mean, I know we talk all the time about what dangerous things AI could bring to the world, but at the same time, like, I mean, think about it. They were able to recreate his voice so his friends and his family could hear what he sounded like today, even though it's not truly, truly him speaking. All right, Sherry Shepherd participated in a controversial April Fool's prank on her show yesterday. I'm going to talk about how her audience responded on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.
All right, our producer Kaylee has advice for all the husbands out there. There is one type of professional you should never, ever let your wife hire, because he's Mr. Steal Your Girl?
Or she
oh.
is Mr. Okay. Steal Your Girl.
All right. Do you want us to guess?
Yeah, that would make it even more fun.
I don't know your wife swung that way.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't yet. I don't know.
Okay.
This person's turning, folks. Okay. All right.
So exactly what Kaylee, because we share these personal stories every week and we give like little descriptions. And this is exactly what Kaylee wrote. All right, Mo, Abby, for us to guess.
Mm-hmm.
Husbands. Beware, there is one type of professional you should never let your wife hire because they just might steal her. Who is this silent relationship assassin?
I love it.
This is intense.
Her gynecologist?
That could happen. I could see that happening.
But not in your case. All right.
Okay. No, not in my case. I mean, this is something that I have... I know people that this has happened to, now three different people.
Shut up. It's ruined their relationships?
Oh, yeah. Like, it's broken up.
It
like
ended the relationship.
Families, like,
what?
With kids. Oh. This isn't like, no, I don't think any of them have been single. Like, they've been married with kids and a family.
It's got to be the nanny or the babysitter.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No.
Yeah. Maybe.
You probably ain't going to get it. I really.
Teacher?
Nope.
Well, you don't hire teachers, per se.
Oh, true. Tutor?
No. Mm-mm.
Are we hot or cold?
Huh?
Are we hot or cold?
You're cold, actually, if we're talking about, like, services, like professional services.
Is it dancer?
No.
I'll be your private dancer. You'll dance off on money. Is it under the Glam Squad umbrella?
No.
Okay.
House cleaner?
No.
Am I warmer?
No.
Oh, it's a personal trainer.
Closer.
Okay.
Closer.
Dietitian?
Is that a personal
nutritionist?
No. Why a nutritionist? I would think no. I would think like somebody that's like a stretching person would be like closer, but no.
Okay, personal trainer is getting. We're getting closer.
Group fitness class instructor.
Nope.
If a personal trainer is,
I really want to figure this out. Again, a higher. So beware. There's one type of professional you should never let your wife hire because they just might steal her. Who is this silent relationship assassin? And it's close to personal trainer. And you said you've known three couples that have ended because of this professional.
Yes.
Physical therapist.
You right out of my mouth.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, we were both wrong.
Are we giving up?
Think. All right, let me give you a hint.
I don't want to give up.
I don't either.
Do you want me to give you a hint?
We want a hint.
Yeah, we need
think
a hint.
Think neighborhood.
Neighborhood HOA watch? President.
No. What's in?
Not lifeguard.
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, the swim instructor for your kids.
No.
Kaylee.
No.
What else is in a neighborhood?
It all starts with
landscaper. Walker. Landscaper.
No. Wow, landscaper.
How is that close to personal trainer?
They're usually they got their shirts off.
Trimming bushes.
If she says to her husband that she wants to strengthen her backhand.
Tennis instructor.
A tennis instructor.
No way. Oh, this is some Alpharetta BS.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's, yeah.
So three couples you know, their relationships have ended because of the tennis instructor?
Yep.
No.
Where the tennis instructor's doing. And it's a female's tennis instructors. We're not talking about the male tennis instructor. They have left their husbands and went, I guess, bisexual or whatever.
Oh.
And basically left the husband with the kids for female tennis instructor.
They looked at their marriage and they were like, well, I was told love means nothing, so I'm leaving you for my instructor.
Is that not crazy?
What is the tennis instructor doing?
I don't know. Strengthening that backhand. I have no idea.
And you really do know three couples.
Three couples.
The tennis instructor has come in and broken up the marriage.
The woman off their feet. So okay. I guess it's like husbands beware, but ladies, if you want to, like, if you're done with your husband, I guess go get a tennis instructor.
Okay, so I'm curious of these three couples. So it happens. I'm sure it's shocking, especially for everybody who's friends with the couple and sees how this plays out. Are these women still with said tennis instructors?
As far as I know, I mean, yeah, really? Two of the three definitely.
Are still having relationships with the tennis instructors.
Yep.
I feel like we got to get to the bottom of this.
I know.
I think I know what it is.
What is it?
Have you seen a woman in a tennis skirt or a tennis dress? That's I got to say, it's the most flattering thing ever. It could turn anybody bisexual or all the way to the right.
And also you get like a peek like every now and then. So, but it's not like you're wearing like a bikini or something, but it's hiding it, but you get little peeks. So it builds like anticipation.
I'm so glad you said that, not me. Okay,
yeah.
Lady.
And the instructor's like behind their student, like holding their hand. Yeah. Like.
So I'm curious, Kaylee, now that you are like, you know, this information about three couples and I know with like within your friend's circle, is this now common knowledge and have all your husband friends been like, no way is my wife going to get a tennis instructor, male or female?
Well, I think, you know, some of them now are like, make sure it's a male.
I said no man ever before.
I don't think we would ever have gotten that had you not given us all those hints.
I mean, never. It blew my mind. It was like, first it was like one. Oh, okay. Yeah, and then there was like another one. I'm like, another one. I'm like, it's a plague.
Hey, The Bird Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.